107.1.
WWZY Long Branch.
99.7.
WBHX Tuckerton.
With the award-winning Breeze News Team.
Radio the way it's meant to be, making it up as we go along. Good day, everyone. I'm Sean Marsh with Breeze News That Matters. It's 76 degrees, fair at 12:05.
Breeze weather is brought to you by Geico. Here's a little ray of sunshine. You can save hundreds with Geico. Visit geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO for your free rate quote and see how much you could save on Geico car insurance. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
With weather that matters on the Breeze, sunshine this afternoon mixed with a few fair weather clouds around 80, the UV index 8, and surf temperatures in the upper 60s. For tonight, mainly clear skies into the low 60s. Partly sunny weather on Sunday, upper 70s. Looks like some showers by Sunday night and Monday. With weather that matters on the Breeze, I'm meteorologist John Leo.
107.1.
Monmouth and Northern Ocean.
99.7.
Southern Ocean.
This is The Breeze.
This is The Breeze with the biggest Friday, the best hits. It is the Radio Greats Weekend. I'm Mike Fitzgerald. Boy, what a job Herb Oscar Anderson did, and we have somebody else joining us now. In fact, first, before we talk to the next gentleman, I'd like to play a little sample of his work. You know, he's known more as a boss these days and has been for years with CBS-FM. He's my boss there, and he's a great, but we sometimes forget just what a great radio talent this guy was when he was on himself. So we have a little sample.
Joe McCoy, 99X.
No, I can't stand it no more.
99X, hold it down with free money in between the greatest music in the whole wide world. Is that pure dynamite going outside in the rain? Dramatics with Joe McCoy at 120 at the Super X.
That sounded good, Joe.
Whoa.
I
think somebody speeded up the cassette.
Joe McCoy is with us. Now, Joe, 1977.
Right.
You know, well, actually, Herb took us up to 1968, right? In the mornings, we just, with WABC, and just dominated the city. I'm in college at that time. My first job in radio, actually, was 1970, so it was just 2 years after Herb left. How about you? When did you first get on the air?
Well, a lot of people don't know this, but actually, my first time on the air was in September of 1962.
Wow.
Well, yeah, let me explain all this here. I was like 19 years old. I got a job in a place called Bonham, Texas. And this guy calls me up on the phone, and he says, Joe, this is so-and-so from Bonham, KFYN, in Bonham, Texas, and you know, a friend of yours recommended you. We need a disc jockey down here. He says, do you have anything you can read? I said, over the phone? He said, he said, yes. So I read him this copy that I had from broadcast school, and he said, well, you sound pretty good. So you want to come down here? I said, I'll be down here as soon as I can. And so I was down there, and it was not, you have to understand, 1962, segregation. I, you know, being from New York, I knew nothing about segregation, but I saw it, you know, live and in person down in Texas. And I left there after about 3 weeks because it just wasn't my kind of town, if you will. And then I went up to upstate New York and worked in a place called WICY in Malone, New York. And it was one of the greatest jobs I ever had. It was really fantastic. But I came home for the Christmas vacation of 62. Well, it really was a Christmas vacation. I just took it. And I just told them I wasn't coming back. So I dropped out of radio, went back to singing with a band, which I used to do, and singing with a vocal group. And I missed all my buddies. I was 19 years old. And to make a long story short, round about the latter part of 1966, we were playing in Greenwood Lake, New York, with the band I was working with. And I'm driving two mornings in a row, heading straight for telephone poles. And
oh,
I
boy.
Just, at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I wake up the second time, and I said, Joe, somebody's trying to tell you something. And I just called the band up and said, I'm out of here. I'm not doing this anymore. So I sent an audition tape, and this was 1967 now, and I sent an audition tape to the station in Long Island and the station to Connecticut, got the job in Connecticut. I actually had my choice, but Connecticut was closer to my home in Nyack than the station in Long Island was. So I took that, and that's basically how I got into radio. So I guess I'm a radio dropout.
Well, you had some other choices, too,
right, yeah,
along the way.
Choices,
but
yeah.
Radio's too much fun not to
absolutely,
do, right?
That's absolutely, absolutely.
Well, 1977, I come to New York City for the first time, and I'm on all nights at CBS-FM. Now, at that time, you were doing something with us. Were you, like, part-time?
Yeah, well, I was. I was 19—actually, I spoke to John Guerin in 1973 when— ORFM was once again changing formats, you know, and I think they were going to 99. They were going to XLO at the time, pre-99X. And a guy by the name of Al Brady was coming in as program director. And Al and I had worked together at ORFM, but you never know in radio. So I spoke to John Guerin and I said, you know, I'd love to work here. I said, I had this whole loose leaf notebook of artists and their stories and everything. I said, you know, no offense, but I know more than Norman Knight does. And
we'll have Norm on later, too.
We'll have Norm on later. He can, you know, refute that. But I said, you know, I'd love to work here. And John said, you know what, Gene, we'd love to have you, but, you know, the only openings we have are 10 at night to 2 in the morning or 2 to 6. And I was doing middays, and I was making more money than they were offering. So I said, no, I don't think so. You know, I'll just hold off on this. And to make a long story short, Bob Vanderhaden, who we'd mentioned before, Bob had always wanted to hire me as a full-time jock, and basically, they really weren't paying enough money for me to come down there. So I said, you know, with what I'm doing up in Connecticut and working part-time down here, you know, I'd just, you know, rather just do that. And come 1981, I got another phone call from Vanderhaden. And, you know, I said, hey, Bob, you know, we've been through this a million times. No, they want you to come down and be the program director. And I said, you're kidding me. And he said, no. He said, I want you to meet with Nancy Woodman and... And so I was like beside myself because this is like the dream job, you know, for people who love, you know, baseball and be managing the Yankees. For me, having always been in love with this music, it was programming CBS FM.
Well, that's when everything changed to 1981 when Joe came back. Now, by that time, I went over to country music at WHN in 78, and I stayed there a year before they went sports. I got out of there, and I was fortunate enough, I think Ed Solomon, who was my boss at WHN, spoke to you. Hey, yes. We got a guy here, you know, and you remembered me a little bit.
Absolutely.
And so I started doing fill-in in 86, but I tell you, 81 is when the world changed, when you got the idea to bring in the people you brought in and recreated the magic, not just of WABC, but of a whole new station that provided this kind of music, and boy, that really took off.
Well, thank you. It was, as I said, it was a labor of love, and to have the opportunity to bring in a lot of the guys who worked at WABC and WMCA, and of course, you know, having our own breed of people, you know, like Bob Shannon and Don K. Reed and Bobby J. later on, and of course, Harry Harrison was already there. Bob Vanderhaden brought him in, and Mr. G. was there. So we had an opportunity to really build the station and refocus the station, because when I got there, I was even surprised that when we did a focus group, they talked about how CBS FM was a 50s doo-wop station.
Wow.
And I'm like, what are these people talking about?
We play more than that.
Yeah. And then I realized that, you know, you had to refocus this radio station because people had an idea of what it was, and it really wasn't that. And so we had to refocus it to a 60s-based radio station that still played a lot of stuff. And, you know, we had to take things out and we had to add things. And, you know, some people weren't happy, but the realization is, you know, you had to move the station forward, and that's basically what we did.
Well, we have some surprises this hour. Joe and I are going to be on till 1. We have some interesting guests that will be checking in. I want to tell you that this half hour of the Radio Greats Weekend is brought to you by Doc Shop, the only Doc Martin retailer in New Jersey, located in the Acme Shopping Plaza, Fairhaven. Got Lisa Anderson. She's out and about.
Hey, everyone. I'm here at the Village at Chapel Hill, a luxury townhome neighborhood by Centex Homes, Route 35 North in Middletown. And today and tomorrow, Centex is presenting their Home of the Arts Festival from noon until 5. They have about 14 artists. They're all set up in 4 of the 6 model homes. You can enjoy paintings. There's watercolor, acrylic, oil paintings, wood sculptures, jewelry, handcrafted handbags, accessories. I may do a little shopping today myself. There's also a number of showcase homes available for immediate occupancy, beautiful designer kitchens, easy access to downtown Red Bank. It's close to theater, restaurant, shopping, you name it. They have refreshments here, gourmet coffees, and of course the breeze. We are listening to the Radio Greats, having a ball with that. So I'll be here until 2 p.m., and I'd love to see you at the Village at Chapel Hill, Route 35 North in Middletown.
Joe McCoy is going to tell you all the things about how to run a radio station. Mike Fitzgerald is here. You and Mike and Diane get up every morning right here on The Breeze.
The Radio Greats Weekend on The Breeze.
Now that, of course, was the voice of Big Dan Ingram, who we'll be hearing from throughout the weekend as he drops in little phrases about all of us, Jeff.
Thanks for being so kind to me, Dan.
So we're going to go to the phone here. I think we have somebody on the line here that would be worth talking to.
Yeah. Is that you, Phil Margo? Phil, are you on the line?
Hey, Phil, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Yeah,
right.
I'm here.
All right, we're talking to Phil Margo of the Tokens, Lion Sleeps Tonight fame, and Phil is out in sunny California, and you're on your way to where, Phil?
We're on our way to a gig at San Manuel Bingo Casino in San Bernardino. I wanted to send one thing to Herb Oscar Anderson.
Uh-huh.
Hello again. Here's my best to you. Are your skies all gray? I hope they're blue.
Ooh, excellent.
That's for Herb.
Happy sings again.
Thank you. Phil Herbie, I'm glad he's still around, and I always love to listen to him in the morning.
He's great. He is just a wonderful soul and so much fun to have. So you guys are doing a gig.
And yeah, we work pretty often, as much as I have the strength to do it. And you know, we do cruises, and we're going to be at Disney World again next May for 5 days at Epcot, and you know, casinos and town things and all kinds of different things. We're out all the time.
No, that's great. And I know that you guys work, what, the West Coast, and then the other Jays group works the East Coast, or what?
Sometimes we get together. It depends on the money and the logistics, you know.
I see.
He's gone on a couple of cruises with us, and we've done a few things with him, and we brought him once. We had a corporate date in Cancun, Mexico, and he came along on that. We're very good friends. We love each other very much, and it's just a question of logistics. If the market were different and we could work together all the time, we would.
Right. Now, we saw you guys out in Jersey. We did a concert with you, and you're gonna be able to be seen on public television, I think, in December with the T.J. Lubinsky Oldies concert.
That's correct. Doo-wop, whatever they call it. It was really fun to do again and to have the opportunity to do one song that we don't really ever do, Please Write, which is the first song we wrote. It's what got us started. It's what got us an audition with someone who put up the money to do the session that we recorded tonight, I Fell in Love, you know.
Well, that's great. And you had Jay Traynor singing with you, too.
Pardon? Oh, no, Jay does.
You're right. Jay was singing with the group that night also.
Oh, yeah, right. We had Jay Traynor. Yes, we had Jay's guy, but you had three of the original Tokens there.
And, of course, Jay Traynor was the original Jay from Jay and the Americans, who was on She Cried. And then, of course, Jay Black took over. Well, Phil, this is great to have you part of our Radio Greats weekend. I know.
Oh, I think it's wonderful. I'm so delighted that CBS FM is going back into where it belongs. And I think it's going to be a trend. And I think that people, even younger people now, are starting to see that there is real music out there, you know, and that they can find it. And there'll be artists like Amy Winehouse and people like that who will carry the torch again. You know, and maybe even some of us old guys will get a shot one more time, because we can still do it.
Yes,
otherwise,
you can.
Otherwise, we wouldn't still be doing it. So just because we've gotten older doesn't mean we've lost a step, because we, you know, it's not like a baseball player. Once you hit a certain age, you can't hit the fastball anymore. We can stand on stage until we fall off. You know what I mean?
And you can still get some of these notes
that
we're
right.
going to be playing now. So,
right.
Phil, thanks so much for joining us, all right?
Hey, Phil.
I just want to say that our website is thetokens.com, in case anybody wants to find out where we're going or where we'll be or whatever.
Well, thank you very much, Phil, and continued success.
Thank you.
All right, here on The Breeze, 107.1 and 99.7 in Southern Ocean County, we're so proud to present the Radio Greats Weekend. And, you know, Phil, they can still nail the song, can't they?
They can. You know, and Herb Oscar Anderson walked in here and said, Joe, you better play some music.
Okay.
So I guess we better play some music.
This is The Breeze with the Radio Greats Weekend, 107.1 and 99.7. You know, with Herb Oscar Anderson singing so well, and, of course, we sing a little bit, right? Maybe not
sure.
At Herb's level, but we try. We all sing along. And, you know, hitting those high notes, the Tokens are amazing.
Yeah,
Phil and Jay and the gang, they can still do that stuff.
They sure can, you know. And that concert we did in Elizabeth, New Jersey, which, is, as I said, will be shown on public television in December. I mean, when you watch some of these groups, you are just amazed. I mean, I saw the Wrens singing Come Back My Love. And for those who love real doo-wop, I mean, to see that lead singer who's, you know, probably my grandfather, he just sounded like the record.
Yeah.
He just, you know, you sit there and you say, my God, how great is that? You know, you just love that. But anyway, I think we've got, I want to do the intro. I've got a special person on the phone. And what I'd like to do is borrow something from the late, great Jocko Henderson. So here it is. Way up there in the stratosphere, on the Sirius satellite we go. There's a ye for you and a ye for me. We've got everybody's favorite cousin on the phone, Cousin Brucie. Cousin, you there?
I'm there. Listen, I can't resist doing this, though. You just played the song, so I have to do it. I've never, ever passed the tokens when the lion sleeps tonight without saying something like, well, there's this young mother holding a brand new baby, her newborn baby, to her bosom and saying to the little child, fear not, my darling, fear not, little one. Mother holds you tight. The lion sleeps tonight.
Yes.
And now I feel better.
And what does that mean? How are you, cuz?
Very good. Happy Saturday.
Yeah.
So what are you guys doing? You're carrying on. I've been reading about this thing, and Mike's doing such a great job with bringing fresh air all over Jersey with the breeze.
Well, we're just having a great time here with the Radio Greats Weekend, Bruce. Herb Oscar Anderson was on from 10 to noon. He must have sang, what, 12 songs?
Yes, he did.
Actually, it was only one song. Actually, it wasn't 12, it was one.
He sends
his... Dream of heartbreak.
He sends his best to you.
Yes,
oh,
he does.
Nice. He's terrific. I talk to him every once in a while. You know, it's kind of nice. Most of us who are left keep in, keep in touch with each other. Joe, I just heard what you said, you know, that when we did that show in Elizabeth, New Jersey, some of these guys are... You know, getting on there,
right?
And I'm just so happy that, you know, we have recordings that we can play on the air, and that TJ is producing all these shows that we do on PBS. It's so much part of our culture and so much part of our lives.
And you're keeping the memories alive on Sirius Satellite Radio. You'll be on the air tonight at 8 o'clock, right?
8 o'clock on Sirius 6. Yeah, I'm up. It's really, you know, it's nice that all this different media recognizes the importance of what we're doing, importance of, you know, archiving this music, archiving our culture.
And no one's a bigger proponent for that than you.
Well, thank
you. I mean, absolutely. You know, even when the oldie station in New York went back, I mean, they were calling you.
Are you afraid to say the three letters?
No, it's been said, Bruce. It's right.
You know, it's been said. They just don't belong to me anymore.
That's right.
I don't need to say them.
I know.
CBS FM.
I know.
But, you know, it's, you know, you're the guy. You're the go-to guy. I mean, you are the guy, not only that we all grew up with and loved, but, you know, you are the man that has carried the torch for so many years. And when you look to oldies, you are the smiling face, the shining face. You are the guy that just people love. As you know, I remember you even told me that, you know, guys were stopping you in cabs and saying, hey, welcome back, even though you weren't going back.
It's kind of, well, first of all, hearing this from you, Joe, who's my boss all those years, and really I must say that you know, carrying the torch, you were the match. You gave us the match to light the flame all those years, and perfecting what we were doing with the oldies format and the greatest hits format. So that makes me happy to hear you say that I'm carrying the torch. You know, I really live my life. I love what I do, and I will never let this music die. And you know how obstinate and how stubborn I am. You and I have had a couple brouhahas up there, and you know how stubborn when I want to do something, because I'm a kid from Brooklyn, and, you know, when a Brooklyn kid is determined to do something, you can put up any wall you want, I'll lock it down.
Well, Bruce, you know what I want to say to you, too? Mike Fitzgerald here. And when I got to work with you at CBS FM 86 on for the, oh boy, 20 almost 20 years straight, people would ask me, they said, well, you know Bruce Maher now. What is he really like? What is Cousin Brucie really like? And the first thing that came to my mind is he is exactly like what you hear on the radio. You're one of those people. You're the real thing, and I just have to compliment you. I mean, it's been such a pleasure to work with you all those years. And
thank you, Michael. It's nice.
Here's the strongest handshake in the world.
Absolutely.
You shake Bruce's hand, you're going to the doctor for the bones.
He has the strongest.
Well, you know, Mike, that's what I said to Joe when Joe said, Bruce, why did you play that record? I don't want you to play it. I said, all right, Joe, I'll tell you what I'll do. Beat me in an arm wrestle, I won't play it ever again.
He got me in a bear hug. I think a few of my ribs are still bruised.
Yes.
But you know what, Mike, you said something about Bruce, and I'm going to say something else. He You said he's as nice as he is on the radio. You know what? Off the radio, he's nicer. He's a great humanitarian. He does a wonderful job for Variety, the children's charity.
Absolutely.
Yes, and he and his wife, Jody, you know, and they just work endlessly and so hard. And he is, you know, Bruce is the guy. He doesn't care who you are. He'll shake your hand. He'll hug you. He'll kiss you. You know, you could be a star or you could be the taxi driver. You know, I know he's been known to kiss a few taxi drivers, but.
No. Terrible.
Anything to get a break on the fare.
I get chapped lips from doing
it. It doesn't cost him anything. That's why he does it, you know. The ride home. But, you know, I've said this a million times, and you are the nicest guy. I'm proud to call you my friend. And I also,
nice.
I think I once said he is the Babe Ruth of radio.
Oh, that's right.
And I still feel that way. You know, he is. You're bigger than life, cuz.
Stop, you're going to make me cry.
I know.
And we're the Barry Bonds, just trying to catch him.
That's really nice. So tell me, now, this is what we're doing here today. It's kind of interesting. Explain this to the public. Why we have these Radio Great Weekends, why we have these reunion weekends. Explain to them, Mike.
Okay.
What did you do it?
Well, 75% of this is so we can see each other again and talk, because we don't get a chance to do that enough. And 25% is because the audience loves it. They love these things. We hear from them all the time. When are you going to do this kind of thing? Where's so-and-so? What's happening with so-and-so? So it's one of those win-wins, because we love doing it and the audience loves it.
Now, it's so amazing. And I talk to reporters and I talk on radio and television constantly about how we have become so much part of family. You know, the music is terrific. We play a lot of music. But without the proper enhancement with the human touch, it really doesn't make it. It just doesn't make it. It becomes just an iPod or an MP3, which is nice if that's what you want. But without the humanity involved in what we're doing, it just lays there like a lox. And we have developed this skill, I guess you can say, of projecting our humanity through these wires and microphones and tubes and transistors, and it reaches through a radio, and people really feel that we're part of their lives. And I think that's so great that we're still doing this, at least some of us.
Absolutely. Well, that's the power of radio. That's what we're all about here at The Breeze in New Jersey. We're trying to bring that kind of radio and make sure we're always doing that. We're connecting to the audience every day.
That's so important. That's great.
And a Radio Greats weekend would not be a Radio Greats weekend without one of the radio greats of all time.
That's Cousin right. Bruce, thanks so much, really,
okay,
for taking the time.
Who else? Just tell me before I go. Who else have you talked to? You had Herb Oscar.
Right.
Who else?
We're going to talk to Ron Lundy in just a few minutes.
Oh, would you give him that? Now, there's somebody. What you hear on the radio is exactly what you got. There's another guy that's so human and so sweet and so loving and so talented. And I miss him terribly. I really do.
We all do.
And we have Bob Shannon. We have Randy Davis, who's with us full-time now, Bruce.
Yeah, well, wish him luck. That's so nice. Congratulations to Randy.
We got Bobby J. We got Don K. Reed with his doo-wop shop tomorrow from 5 to 8. He's going to do it right here. He's got groups coming in to sing. It's going to be fabulous.
Art Volo is even here taping this,
that's
Bruce.
Right. Art is taping
as we speak.
Oh, so, that's it. Well, listen, what is radio without an Art Volo?
That's right.
When you buy a transmitter, I think they clone him and he comes with it.
Bruce said he was going to be in here in person, but he heard Art was coming, so he decided to call him.
You know, with Art around, you don't need me in person. He has videotapes.
Well, because
I made page. So Jody, I made page 6 today. I don't know if you know.
Really?
That.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, the Post, the New York Post. It's kind of. So I want a disclaimer right on the air, which is good. It says, "quote." Listen to something. I don't have it with me. It's upstairs. It said that Cousin Bruce Morrow was seen walking hand in hand with a beautiful lady on Houston Street. Now, that's right. Thank God I was smart enough to stay in Houston Street so everyone has to know it's Jody because it's right around the corner.
That was good.
So I want you to know, everybody, whoever reads that, it's my wife I'm walking hand in hand with. Anyway, listen, this is really terrific, and I thank you so much for including me in this. And, you know, listen, long live what we're doing. Listen, never should die. Let's keep the flame alive, Joe and Mike.
You bet, cousin.
You
thanks
got it,
again so
okay,
much.
Guys. Have a great day.
Yep. Bye. Love. Oh, isn't that fantastic? Bruce is the man.
Yeah, he's the best.
So absolutely good to hear from him. We got to do some business. Listen, have you ever experienced pure shopping bliss, Joe?
Oh, yes, I have.
I'm
with
sure
my wife.
You have. That's what the rush you get from incredible savings. Well, that's what you'll experience every time you visit Jackson Premium Outlets. You discover 70 fabulous outlets at savings of 25 to 65% every day, like Polo Ralph Lauren, Calvin Klein, J. Crew, Nike, and more. Shop the one outlet center that has it all and discover why Jackson Premium Outlets really is pure shopping bliss. Log on to breezeradio.com. You'll have a chance to win a $100 gift certificate to Jackson Premium Outlets, I-195, exit 16 in Jackson.
David Michael Honda is a...
The Radio Greats Weekend on the Breeze.
Tell me why.
Tell me why.
Why should Herb Oscar have all the fun?
I don't know.
That was great. Now, Joe used to
take me back to my my teen tone days.
And you used to sing that, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we used to sing that and, you know, singing in a doo-wop group when you're in high school.
Yeah, exactly.
And having a lot of fun. And I think I sounded better than I did now.
So. Mike Fitzgerald here with Joe McCoy, part of the Breeze Radio Greats Weekend. And on the phone now, I have to tell you, this man is the reason that I am in radio. First, I want to say hi. Ladies and gentlemen, Ron Lundy. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, is that Joe McCoy?
That's
yes,
me.
It is.
Not the real Joe McCoy.
Ah, yes, it is.
Oh,
in the flesh, Ron.
Makes me want a boogie.
Now, Ron, I want you to listen carefully. We got something, just a little something to throw your way here. Listen.
Hello, love. It's 10 o'clock in the city with the greatest hits of all time.
Yeah, that's Ron Lundy right there.
Wow.
What was I doing?
Well, as we were saying, Ron, you could do more with the fewest words than anybody ever in this business.
Well, bless your heart. Isn't that nice of you to say? Thank you.
Well, it's true. You came out of the radio and, like, there was no question who was on, right, Joe?
He opened up
Hello,
absolutely.
Love, and everybody knew exactly who was on, and it was just so great working with you. For the years I got to, I'm so privileged that I had that chance. And for you to spend a few minutes with us is wonderful.
Mike, you're starting to bring a tear to Radio Man's eye. Bless your heart. Thank you.
And then he's going to look at us like he used to look at me and say, Joe, do you think they bought that?
Well, you know what I want to say, too? The funny thing about Ron, and I guess we can tell this story because it's been so many years now, but as you know, our business started changing a lot. I mean, it used to be you'd play 45 records, right?
Right.
And then they went to cartridges, and then they went to CDs. When they got to CDs, Ron, that was pretty different for you, right?
It really was. You know, it wouldn't have been so bad if each song had been on a CD.
Right, but there was
50,000 on one little thing. See, you know?
And if you and you could dial the wrong cut sometimes,
really,
right?
I did a lot.
And remember what would happen, Joe? And Ron would sometimes have the wrong cut on.
Yeah. Rod used to like throw the card or the CD.
Exactly. Right? You had a duck. You had a duck if Ron was in the studio.
I knew that it was time for me to get down south again.
And Ronnie didn't like contests too much.
No.
Did
not
you, Ron?
Really. No, I used to love to talk to the people on the phone.
Yeah.
You know, we had the contest. I talked to them. I could talk to them all day. But I forget what else I was doing. I just sit there and talk on the phone. You know, and the records are ending and everything.
No. Let me tell you, Ron, you ran one of the tightest boards, and that is really a tribute to you, running one of the tightest boards of the whole radio station. And that always amazed me, you know. And also, when you came in, when we brought you in and you went on the all-night show, and to just reacquaint yourself with the control board, I think you impressed so many people, because here was the great Ron Lundy at 3 o'clock in the morning, just, you know, learning the board and being on the radio and just getting his stuff back together again. And I think that impressed so many air personalities, don't you, Mike?
Oh, absolutely. Because we knew that, you know, you were with engineers most of the time before that, and this was really an adaptation, and you just grabbed it, learned it, and ran with it.
Well, I'm gonna let y'all in on a little secret. That was the same board that we had, that our RCA board. The last board I ever worked with was in Baton Rouge, and it was that same board exactly. And it came back to me immediately. And I'd gone through St. Louis with engineers and, of course, over at ABC with engineers. And when I sat down at that board, I said, hey, I've done this before.
And it just came right back to you, yeah.
It was the same exact board that I'd worked, and I just got into it. But the new one I really liked when you guys got into faders. I love that.
you just adapted so well, Ron.
Yeah.
He was also the guy that I think put a smile on everybody's face even before he went on the air. You know, a lot of people don't realize how much fun we actually had at that radio station.
We did.
Right, Ron?
We did. I never had as much fun in my life as I did there.
And
that was the best time. I'll say that now. I say that to people all the time because it's the truth. That just really brought back to me what radio was over at the CBS days. That was just the best time that I ever had in the business, and I would have put that radio station up against any in the country, and we would have beat them because it was just so much fun.
Well, I second that emotion.
Oh, you know, absolutely. Me too. And the words of Smokey, yes.
That's right. That's right. But you were a big part of it. You were the guy that, you know, everybody loved to, all the girls, all the young girls would love to hug Ron London.
Oh, absolutely. And Ron would love to hug all the young girls.
Oh, yeah.
He had no problem with that.
No problem at all. Well, Ron, this morning we had the Herb Oscar Anderson on for 2 hours. Yeah, he sang about 16 songs.
Yeah. About 16.
He did the Herb Oscar songbook and the Ron Lundy songbook.
Yes, he did.
Oh, God.
And we just spoke to Cousin Brucey.
Oh, is he up above tall buildings?
Yes,
he's
he is.
Sky, isn't he?
Ready to leap in a single bound.
I'm telling you, if anybody could do it, Bruce could do it.
Yes, that's right.
He sends his best to you, Ron.
Bless his heart. Thank you.
And we thank you so much for taking a few minutes to join us, Ron. And it's just great to hear from you again.
You just never know how good it makes me feel to be remembered.
Well, us too.
We love to hear your voice. And, you know, my wife, just every time she hears Ron's voice.
I love her.
She just smiles.
Yeah.
I mean,
you
can hear Ron's. You know what? It's just a great feeling because you know that there's that little cherubic face that's got the devil behind it. But, you know, he's always smiling and making people feel good.
Yes, he is.
We love you, Ron.
We love you, Ron. Thanks so much.
You're way down in South Jersey, right?
Well, yeah. We're central to south, right at the Jersey Shore.
Yeah. Almost on the Mississippi line.
Oh, about the Mississippi line? I'll be there in about 20 minutes.
Okay, bless your heart, Ron. Take care of yourself.
You guys are great, and I love all of you. And thank you so much for remembering me.
Oh, thank you, too, Ron, for joining
us.
Thanks
the best,
a lot.
Ron.
That is Ron Lundy. You know, when I used to listen as a kid, I mean, everybody had their favorite announcers. Dan Ingram was very popular with a lot of people. They went, I want to do that Dan Ingram thing. Of course, Herb Oscar, Harry Harrison. Ron Lundy was the one for me.
There
was something about he could just, the smile in his voice, the way he approached things, I just said, man, I want to do that.
Just made you feel good. I mean,
absolutely.
You know, you're listening in the car or something like that. You know, Ron, it was always happy. It just made you feel good. And that's, you know, that's what radio is all about. That's why we got in it, you know.
Radio the way it was meant to be.
Absolutely.
And it lives here at The Breeze. In fact, this half hour Radio Greats Weekend is brought to you by Forge Jewelers. Visit Forge Jewelers for the finest selection of quality jewelry and watches in New Jersey. Forge Jewelers on New Brunswick Avenue. They're in Forge.
It's the right combination.
Forge Jeweler 10001.
This is The Breeze, a Radio Greats Weekend. What I need right now before Joe and I sign off, I need everybody to give me a little under the boardwalk. You know, because under the boardwalk,
under the boardwalk.
Log on to BreezeRadio.com and tell The Breeze your favorite boardwalk memory for your chance to win a weekend family vacation for four to Hershey Park to create a brand new memory. There you go. All right, guys, we got to do some rehearsing before we do that.
Yeah.
Boardwalk.
Boardwalk. All right, Mike Fitzgerald here with Joe McCoy.
Want to say that I played Tell Me Why because I knew Don K. Reed was somewhere in the vicinity.
Yes, he's in the
And he's
going to
be doing
right
a whole doo-wop shop tomorrow between 5 and 8 p.m.
Yep,
and you haven't
that.
Heard that in a long time, so you have to be listening.
Yep.
Yes, Bob.
My favorite joke that I made on the air about Don, I was playing the Ten Commandments of Love, the Ten Commandments. I said, I just played that, and Don K. Reed's hair parted.
You know what? He's still the Prince of Puns.
Yes, he is.
And he's going to come up next.
He's coming up next, so Joe and I are going to get on out of here. The Breeze Radio Greats Weekend. Stick around. It's great.
Thanks for listening.
7.1.
WWCY Long Branch.
99.7.
WBHX Tuckerton.
With the award-winning Breeze News Team.
Good afternoon. I'm Sean Marsh with Breeze News That Matters. It's 79 degrees, partly cloudy at 101. Computer scientists at the New Jersey Institute of Technology have found problems with systems meant to provide paper trails for electronic voting machines. Reports posted online by the State Elections Division list 33 flaws with printers for three voting machines used in the state. NJIT computer scientists found all three printers ran out of paper too fast, and printer cables weren't properly concealed. Machines also had problems alerting poll workers to malfunctions. Under New Jersey law, all electronic voting machines must produce individual permanent paper records for each vote by January 1st. Harry Potter fans in Monmouth and Ocean counties and around the world are turning plenty of pages today. The seventh and final volume in the adventure series hit bookshelves at midnight. Deathly Hallows has a print run of 12 million in the U.S. alone, with more than 2 million books ordered online. A former Navy petty officer stationed at Weapons Station Earl is going to prison for 4 years. Christopher Cummings attempted to lure a minor to have sex, but the 27-year-old was nabbed in a sting. Cummings pleaded guilty to attempted sexual assault and luring or enticing a child. Over 5 million Americans suffer from Alzheimer's disease. Anita Villardo tells us a local doctor is instrumental in new treatment options.
Alzheimer's has been called the long goodbye by former President Ronald Reagan and his family. Dr. Joel Ross of the Memory Enhancement Center in Long Branch says it's the second most costly disease in America behind heart disease.
$100 billion with a B dollars is spent on patient care, nursing home care, and a scant small percent of that is spent on research.
Dr. Ross was involved with clinical trials of a new patch by Novartis, which was recently approved by the FDA to treat Alzheimer's. We'll talk about that and more Sunday morning on the Breeze Knows program, heard at 6 a.m. Reporting for The Breeze, I'm Anita Villardo.
Personal note here, it's been a pleasure serving you for the last 4 hours. I'll be turning the newsroom over to Fast Edward Salvas, who was at the crossing when Washington came over the Delaware. Breeze traffic and weather is next. Breeze News Time, 103.
With weather that matters on The Breeze, sunshine this afternoon mixed with a few fair weather clouds around 80, the UV index 8, and surf temperatures in the upper 60s. For tonight, mainly clear skies into the low 60s. Partly sunny weather on Sunday, upper 70s. Looks like some showers by Sunday night and Monday. With weather that matters on The Breeze, I'm meteorologist John Leo.
107.1.
Monmouth and Northern Ocean.
99.7.
Southern Ocean.
This is The Breeze.
The Radio Greats Weekend on The Breeze.
Every man look at first.
I think I got the catch. Hello, The Breeze, the biggest variety and the best hit. Seems like I just said that a few weeks ago here at The Breeze. It's Bob Shannon back yet again. The very first time that I was here, sitting in for Captain Jack, I said something like, I am the former DJ named Bob Shannon. Well, as it turns out, I am a DJ again, and it's so great to be part of the Radio Greats Weekend. This is wonderful. You can't imagine the scene here. I know some of you have recently seen on the internet videos of another radio station and what was going on behind the scenes last week. Well, it's equally intense here today. There are so many wonderful and legendary and talented people, not only in the building but on the telephone, and I'm going to reach out to them in just a couple of seconds. I want to give some props to Dan Taylor, who did these wonderful little thingies.
The Radio Greats Weekend on The Breeze.
Dan Taylor is with us, at least in spirit, or with a very strange, scratchy throat. And Dan, thank you so much for helping out with that. We have another Dan, the ice cream man, who's outside. We're going to be bringing him in just a little bit. And on the phone momentarily, oh, somebody that's going to make us rock on, like we did back in the spring of 1962 with Susie Q. Thompson.
Norman, ooh, Norman, Norman, my love.
107.1 in Toms River, 99.7 in Love, ladies. This is The Breeze at Sue Thompson and Norman. Oh, is Norman on the telephone? She said he called me on the telephone, but I wasn't alone. Is Mr. Music Norman Knight on my telephone?
What a song to play. What a song to play. My goodness. You want to
You want to make arrangements with me for something? I'm telling you, Shannon. Boy,
hey, Norman. Norm
needs boy on the phone.
Norm, did I get it right? Was that? I think I messed up. That wasn't the spring of '62.
No, late '61.
I knew you would know it, right? It was like it was on the cusp.
John D. Buttermilk song. I'll never forget that one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only direct from my second favorite city in the whole world, Cleveland, Ohio, Norm and Knight rocking on the Breeze. What a pleasure. Hey, Norman, I haven't seen you since you took me on the tour of the Rock Hall a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Hey, but congratulations for you, buddy.
Oh, thank you.
Very, very happy for you. You deserve it. You know, you're doing a great job. I'm listening to you all the time.
I'm everywhere, I'm telling you. So. Norm, it's like this past week I was saying to people, it's like, all of radio in this area went to a singular point, and then, like, the Big Bang happened all over again, you know? And we are on West Bangs Avenue in Neptune, so it's perfect. Thank you, Art Volo, for that line.
But anyway, you're a busy man. My goodness, all these air shifts you're doing. My.
I'm on opposite myself at one point last week. It's very weird. But anyway, Norman, tell us what's happening. Now, Norm and I, of course, go way back, and I started reading my now very worn copy of Rock On back when I was at Don Bombard in Pittsburgh. And I got to New York, and I got to meet the man that wrote it. And I just, you know, it's like a kindred soul, because, Norm, you are all about the music. You're a historian.
So are you. You know, you are factual in what you do, and your book, Behind the Hits, was a great book as well, and everything else like that. But, you know, we share a love and passion for the music and the history about it. And you, like I, like to be able to relate to the audience about the things, about the various songs. And I think it's so important because you hear these songs thousands of times, but if you could tell a little story about how that song came about, I think the audience really appreciates it.
I know. Have we ever traded copies of autographed books? We should do that someday. You know, that would be wonderful. One of the things, of course, Norm, is closely connected to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum in Cleveland, where you have your own studio and you do your serious satellite show.
Yeah, in fact, I'll be going on the air at 3 o'clock today from the Rock and Roll.
So you're almost opposite yourself.
The thing is, it's so cool working at the Hall of Fame because, you know, there's so many people from the tri-state area that come out to visit, many from the Garden State and everything else, and we have some really cool things that have been added. The Beach Boys exhibit that Catch a Wave, it's called, and all kinds of great things on the Beach Boys that'll be there till the 31st of the December. We also have the Johnny Cash touring bus that we just added to the collection. And there's just so many great... I don't know if the people from the shore... You know, I used to live in Asbury Park.
You did?
Oh, listen, let me tell you. We're talking 1966, 1967. I lived on 2nd Avenue.
No kidding.
Yeah, they're right there on the ocean, and at Mr. Michael's restaurant.
I smelled your cologne over there the other day.
Stone Pony, going to all the theaters there, and Goldberg Furs, and all the Asbury. I worked at the Asbury Park Press, WJLK.
No kidding.
I had a radio show on WJLK, the Asbury Radio Voice.
Well,
Asbury
there
Park
you go.
Press. So I'm very, very familiar with that area, going up and down the shore, and Neptune and up to Long Branch and all those places like that, and it's a great area and people love the music.
Oh, that's wonderful. I had no idea.
Oh, sure, yeah. Wow. That's like home to me because I have so many fond memories of sitting on the boardwalk in Asbury Park and smelling the taffy and looking around and walking around that area and going up and down the hill. You know, I just love living there. It was just such a great time for me.
You got to come back and visit us.
Definitely. But it's just, when I'm talking to you like this, it brings back a lot of memories for me of what I was doing. You know, we're talking 40 years ago.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
One quick thing before we go. When you took me on the tour, Norman was great. It was rainy. The rain was pouring down. He got in the car, and you drove me all around the Cleveland area and showed me a lot of the landmarks, like where Alan Freed had his Moondog Coronation is now some sort of a health center or something, right?
Exactly.
And the thing that really struck me, we went up to the Rock Hall into Norman's studio late at night. The actual hall was closed, and you said it's sort of an eerie feeling there.
A lot of strange things happen there. I think the spirits, believe me, I think the spirits of rock and roll are rolling around in that, because, you know, you got Alan Freed's
remains, right, are there, right?
With it.
Did we lose him? Oh, he's cutting in now.
The thing is, like, we got Alan Freed's ashes there, right, and everything else. A lot of things.
The part of the plane, Otis Redding's plane.
And Buddy Holly's glasses and so many things. Do you think the spirits are wandering around at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Well, Norman Knight, it's just so good to have you with us here at the Rock and Roll Radio Greats Weekend at the Breeze, and we're playing, of course, we got to play this Rock On thing.
And also, I want to say I'm happy to Frankie Lyons, my buddy is on the air there.
Yeah, Frankie Lyons, big ups for Frankie, all right.
Yes.
Mr. Music, Norm and Knight, say it one more time. Say the two magic words.
Rock on, buddy.
And you too on the Breeze. At the Breeze, I'm Bob Shannon. We have Mr. Music Norm and Knight on the phone before. Of course, I've said on the air at a couple of radio stations, I'm afraid to play that song because Norman will sue me.
Yeah.
But by the way, I will give a shout out to Don Handler, the record. See, I can't even say it right.
Don Handler, the record. Tamler.
It's the first time that Don Handler, the record.
Tamler.
I think that's your new name. Actually, I've just dubbed you.
I've lost track of my name now. Thank you, Bob.
I wanted to work with you for a long time. We've known each other. We've been friends. We've corresponded about the music. Don helps me out all the time. He supplies me with little tip sheets of things that are going on every day, and it's just great to finally be sharing microphones with you.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Tandler.
Thank you. From one Don to another.
Mr. Don Bob.
We are filled with Dons in this room.
Right. I always call him a Mr. Record Handler. That's why I get confused about it. But Don, thank you so much. He's running. He's doing everything behind the hits here today at the Breeze. Now, this half hour of the Radio Greats Weekend brought to you by the Strand Theater located in Lakewood. For upcoming shows, call 732-367-7789 or go to www.strand.org. Now, I said, where's Lisa Anderson? I missed saying goodbye to her. And I said, why isn't she here? But you're at the Centex home, right? I mean, you're actually out there working today and having fun with the Breeze, the listeners.
Yes, I am, Bob. It is so good to hear you and all the gentlemen at the Radio Greats. Everyone's stopping by here. I just want to say this before I tell you about the day. They're all listening to the Radio Greats Weekend on the Breeze, and that's how they heard about us being here. So they all asked me to pass on the good wishes to you guys, so we are enjoying it. We're also enjoying an afternoon at the Village at Chapel Hill. It's a community of luxury townhomes, and it's built by Centex Homes. And today and tomorrow, let me tell you, they've transformed four of the townhomes into a real home of the arts. It's a two-day event featuring the works of over 14 artists, paintings, wood sculptures, jewelry, handcrafted bags. I'm having so much fun looking at it. So much to enjoy here. And then, of course, the beautiful townhomes. They're close to downtown Red Bank, shopping, stores, transportation. There's something for everyone here at the Village at Chapel Hill. Single-person families, 1,800 to 2,000 square feet, 1 and 2 car garages, 9-foot ceilings. You can visit their website, www.centexhomes.com. There's refreshments, of course, works of art. You can stop by this afternoon until 5 p.m., and that is today and tomorrow. We are at Route 35 North in Middletown, and we'll continue to enjoy all the great stuff here on the Breeze Radio Great. So stop on by, Route 35 North in Middletown.
Is here. He's somewhere under the console there. He'll get up in a little while. But remember, if you hear Shannon, you want the real Shannon, the Bob Shannon, not the cheap imitation Shannon.
Thank you, Kim Osami. The Breeze. I'll tell some stories about switching off after Dan Ingram on the air in a minute.
A grape in the rocks in the hot sun, raise and run. Well, she's the best girl I've ever had. I fought the law and the wrong woman. I fought the law and the law one.
I fought the law and the law 107.1. And 99.7, this is The Breeze. I'm Bob Shannon. I'm going to tie everything together now into a neat little package. First off, when Norman Knight was on with me a little while ago, I came to New York City about a year before I first got my job at CBS-FM, and Bill Brown, another of the great legendary radio... I mean, this guy was on the air with us, I mean, what, how many years? 35, 40 years. Anyway, Bill Brown was the program director. I went in and I said, I'm this, this, and this. I do all this stuff in Pittsburgh. And he goes, what do we need you for? We have Norman Knight, which was a great line. So then, okay, so I come back, Joe McCoy hires me, and as we all know, my name was Don Bombard and had been for many years in Syracuse and Pittsburgh. He said, and the first show I ever did and the first song I ever played was I Fought the Law by the Bobby Fuller Four as Don Bombard. The second show, he says, well, we already have a Don on the station, so what do we need you for? We don't need another Don. So we have Don K. Reed, who has joined us in the studio.
Oh, great to be here.
You remember those days, of course, Bill Brown was the program director, and then
sure.
Joe took over. And,
absolutely.
And things really started to heat up over there. And then they
started putting you for right. Because you got Don K. Reed in the doo-wop show.
Well, 2 years ago, they said, well, what do we need any of you for?
That's right.
Another story.
I remember that.
Yeah.
It was a great phone conversation we had.
Yeah. And one of my thrills was being early on at CBS FM and sitting in for you.
That's
on the
right.
Doo-wop shop. This was like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I have this chance to do that. So you're going to be on with us tomorrow doing...
The doo-wop shop.
Yeah.
That's going to be great.
Now,
going to recreate it again.
How does it feel to do it after a couple of years?
It's 5 years.
Yeah?
Because that show went before
the
station.
Oh, that's right, that's right. Yeah, so it was 5 years.
2002, August. As I said, I lost the lease.
So that's historic, right? 5 years between doo-wop shops.
Right, exactly.
And it's going to happen here on The Breeze. Now, the funny part of this, of course, is I couldn't be Don. I had to be Bob because you were Don. Now we got Don Tandler, the record. So we have three Dons in the room right now.
That's right.
We just had Dan Ingram on the air. And we have another Dan who we're going to bring on in a minute. One of my favorite Dans in the whole world, at least since yesterday night when I first met him, okay? And we're going to dedicate this song to both Don K. Reed, of course, and the other Dan who's coming in a second. Here's Billy Ward's Domino, 60-Minute Man on The Breeze. With the biggest variety and the best hits, I'm Bob Shannon. My wife, Connie T. Empress, is here, and she digs that song because we have a friend, Matt the Cat.
Matt the Cat, yes,
over at
we
XM
do.
Radio, who did a whole thing about the history of 60 Minute Man. And you said that you think 60 Minute Man, Lovin' Dan, he's morphed into another character.
He morphed into Jody in 60s Soul, and now I think he's morphed into Shorty, has recently morphed into Shawty. Shawty, yes.
So it's like a long historic tradition in R&B and
absolutely, yep.
Connie T. Empress, of course, founder of the Empire State Soul Club and my current wife. And now I'm going to tie it all together. I didn't mean to say current. That was wrong. No.
Good thing you got a new job.
My final wife.
Oh, yeah, baby.
She's current divorce lawyer.
So there you go. Look at the camera, Art. Yes. Come here, for the camera. Wait. Okay. All right.
We now, call him Mr. Empress.
No, you call me Sir.
That's right.
Now, here's the final tie-in. The lead voice on 60 Minute Man was Bill Brown, was the name of the
bass
singer.
Right.
So there's the final tie-in with all the behind-the-hit story I just told you. Don K. Reed, take me back to when you first started the doo-wop shop. What was the inspiration for that? I know we'd have the Night Train shows and we'd have...
And then Night Train show, right. And then Bill Brown came to me and said, you grew up in this town.
The other Bill Brown, the DJ, not the singer, from the Dominoes.
Not the singer you're talking about, but Bill said to me, Norm is leaving, one of his many...
Yes.
Trips somewhere, wherever he went. And he said, the doo-wop show on Sunday night. You grew up in this town. You went to those free shows. You know the music. I said, sure, I'll give it a shot.
Wow.
And from there, we were there 27 years and 2 months.
One of the greatest things, of course, was having the in-studio guests coming in and doing, like the authentic doo-wop from the street corners and right on the air in the studios.
Oh, that was the great part of it, because you could have local groups who sang, some great harmony and people like Neil Sedaka.
Mm-hmm. Well,
everybody in between.
You had a lot of fans. I mean, non-doo-wop people. Well, Paul Simon, for example.
Exactly.
He started off, he was singing with the Mystics, and he had
right.
a sort of a doo-wop background.
We had Paul on the doo-wop
show, because he heard the show. I think he called you up and said, I love the show.
He had called me to get a hold of some groups, and when I have Paul Simon on the phone, I don't say, thanks, Paul, goodbye.
Yeah, right.
I said, would you like to come by? He said, okay.
But you had, you branched out over the years. You had Charlie Gracie, I think, was up there.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, a little rockabilly and this and that. We mostly with a street corner already. Well, Don, I hate to tell you, but we have another Lovin' Dan who might be replacing you at some point.
Yeah, I've heard something about this
gentleman. This is Mr. Dan Wilson, who's got his ice cream truck parked out in front of the radio station. We met last night at the Breeze Party. Dan Wilson, I have idolized you for years. There was one time I was tuning into the AMs here. Breeze has an oldies AM station. And I heard this 15-minute doo-wop Christmas show. And you played like the Penguins, Jingle Jangle, and all these great songs.
Yes, we did.
And it was you, Dan Wilson.
It was me.
And I met you last night. I said, wow, finally we meet.
It's Dan, the other way around, sir. Finally we meet.
Dan, meet Don. There's Don K. Reed, Dan Wilson.
Don and I shared dinner last night. It was excellent.
That's right. And a love of doo-wop music, right?
Absolutely.
My Christmas show went, of course, when the station went, and my show, but Dan took over, I guess.
I guess that's it. So we're going to have Dan as a guest DJ in a couple of minutes when we come back, okay? Meanwhile, your truck, tell us where you are. Where's the Wilson's homemade
Wilson's
ice cream?
Ice cream, 444 Ocean Boulevard North in Long Branch, otherwise known as Ursula Plaza.
There you go. We'll be back with more of the Radio Greats on the Breeze.
Hi, this is the sun. You know, up in the sky. I don't usually, well, you know, speak, but I felt compelled to talk about a place where I always experience an enormous amount of fun, Ocean City, Maryland. I don't mean to play favorites, but when you sit over a place like Ocean City, Maryland for 15 hours a day, you become attached. That's right. While I'm busy shining down on Ocean City, Maryland, it's shining back up at me. With a great beach and boardwalk, shopping, concerts, restaurants galore, golf, rides, arcades, and nightlife like you wouldn't believe. Of course, I've never actually experienced the nightlife, being that I'm the sun and all, but the moon tells me stories. So plan your next vacation in Ocean City, Maryland. More fun here. Visit morefunhere.com or call 1-800-OC-OCEAN. That's 800-626-2326. I'll do everything in my power to make sure no clouds get in between me and you. And remember, in Maryland, you're always welcome.
The Radio Greats Weekend on the Breeze.
So 7.1 in Seeger, 99.7 in Beach Haven. This is The Breeze. Son of a preacher man. As I've always said, he must have been a member of the lay clergy. That's Dusty Springfield right here at The Breeze with Bob Shannon and...
Connie T. Empress.
Thank you, Connie T. Empress. My only wife, Connie T. Empress. Perhaps you've met her. And, from the Empire State Soul Club, Connie and I do a show out on WLNG in Sag Harbor on Tuesdays. And we wanted to give a shout-out to Mr...
Paul Sidney!
Woo-hoo! The man who's just inducted into the New York State Broadcasters Hall of Fame, Art Vola. I know you know Mr. Paul Sidney.
Oh, he's the best.
The legendary Paul Sidney. So we're on every Tuesday from 11 to 3 if you're out in the Hamptons, and you get a chance to listen to that. In the studio with me, Don K. Reed, and an actual a son of a preacher man, Dan Wilson. Is
absolutely.
That Loving Dan, the ice cream man. Tell me about that the background you got there.
Well, the reason I asked you to play that one, because my dad was a preacher. A lot of people may know him and remember him as Chaplain Wilson from Fort Monmouth. So Chaplain Wilson from Fort Monmouth, yes. I just want to say thanks for all your help, and meeting all you guys this weekend has been a fantastic
Before
pleasure.
You go, how did you get into the homemade ice cream business? This is by the way, homemade, like, premium, great ice cream is
absolutely,
a big thing right now.
Absolutely.
I just saw a write-up in like, was it Bon Appetit?
Yeah.
Yep.
They had a whole write-up on, like, how to make your ice cream at home, because it's so much better than the...
Absolutely.
But it's not better than his. You know?
I am the ice cream maker. We make all our own.
Yeah, well, tell us again where we can get, besides the truck that's out in front of the Breeze.
Right now. Ursula Plaza in Long Branch.
All right. Dan Wilson, let's hear it for them.
Thank you, thank you.
He said it was great meeting us. It was great eating all that ice cream.
I'll tell you. It was great. Wasn't it, Don K?
Oh,
great.
Yeah, tasty. Sugar-free. It's
Wait,
an endorsement.
Why don't you name some flavors after all of us?
Yes, a doo-wop dip. How's that?
A doo-wop dip. We'll
do it. Don's doo-wop dip.
Don's doo-wop dip. You
I'm
got
loving it. All right,
we'll have it next week.
Thank you so much.
We had Tutti Frutti, yes.
Oh, thank you.
Well, here we are on the Radio Greats, and I have to turn my head to see the time. It is, it's a quarter to two. It's 1:45. It's time for my gift certificate.
Oh!
Now, here, I got to tell you a quick story. How many years was I on the air at CBS FM? 26?
18, right?
No, more. I started in 1981.
Oh, 81. Oh.
So, what? Do the math.
24.
24. Well, I was told, and this is the truth, that the reason I got hired back was because the powers that be were listening to The Breeze, and they heard me do the giveaway for the circus driving.
So your 24 years meant nothing.
It meant nothing. It was like they heard this. They said, hey, he sounds good. He's got it. Let's bring him back. So now...
Was that the guy who won?
Right. That was the prize.
So let me do it up here. Maybe I'll get even another job offer. You know, who knows what will happen here. So anyway, it's time for our $25 gift certificate. See, I can't even say it now.
By the way, that job, it's not there anymore.
$25 gift certificate to the Circus Drive-In Restaurant, Route 35 and Wall. By the way, a fabulous place. Don Tandler, the record handler, has been there many times. Don, maybe you and I will go there. It's like the old-fashioned drive-in.
Soft shell crab sandwiches, onion rings. Ooh. Oh, they're good.
And does the girl come out in roller skates?
Yes, curb service.
Right? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just like the old days. So I'm going to do a little trivia question.
I didn't think you were that old, Bob, to remember that.
I saw it on a video at your house.
That's right. I was the guy in the car.
That's it. Call number 10, 877-221-2005. We'll play a great instrumental cut by a band out of Buffalo, New York. This was the theme song of a disc jockey on WKBW in Buffalo, all right? Now, you just gave away the answer to the question.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Nobody heard it. Break his camera. Whoever heard what he just said, call me right now. 877-221-2005. I was just going to say, I want the last name of the DJ. All right, the last name of the DJ who used this as his theme song at WKBW in Buffalo. $25 gift certificate at Circus Drive-In if you're the winner on The Breeze. The Breeze, biggest variety of the best hits. Those are the Rockin' Rebels out of Buffalo, the theme of DJ Tom Shannon. Thank you, Art Volo. Actually, we had a hard time getting a winner, didn't we? They obviously didn't hear him in the background. Oh. They're not listening carefully enough. Ernie Nardi of Brooklyn. Brooklyn's in the house on the Jersey Shore. Raise the roof. Ernie, yes, Tom Shannon of WKBW. And Art just told me, Dan, come on back, Dan Wilson, because you're a son of a preacher, man. Do you know what the call letters in Buffalo WKBW stood for?
No, I do not.
Well-known Bible witness.
Ooh. I'll remember that.
That was originally a religious station, right? WKBW. And
I'll remember that.
All right, so next time you're up there, you can think about that. Anyway, so again, Dan Wilson, who's bringing us this half hour of the Radio Greats Weekend, Wilson's Homemade Ice Cream, located on Ocean Boulevard in Ursula Plaza, Long Branch. We'll be back with more of the Radio Greats. We just had a song about a theme of a DJ named Shannon. We're going to have a singer named Shannon coming up on The Breeze.
When you were little, especially...
The Radio Greats Weekend on The Breeze.
A trip up to Abergavenny, hoping the weather is fine.
Yes, if you've just tuned in, this is The Breeze, 107.1 and 99.7. Not many people, that's a real lost hit. Don Tandler, the record handler, it's called Abergavenny by Shannon. Shannon is the singer. And that was what you said. It was played for 1 week on WABC.
Hot prospect and disappeared forever until now.
It's a hit at our house. And,
that's right.
Connie T and I discovered that Abergavenny is famous for their cheese.
That's right? Correct.
It's a
town in Wales. It's a very rare cheese, a very desired cheese. So I guess we sort of had a little cheesy moment there.
Well, we have all the big cheeses of radio.
That's right.
Listen, that was such a lost hit that was recorded on Jimmy Hoffa's record label.
Records.
That would have been the record if I played that back. Good. If I'd played that back in the day, Joe would have come running in and ripped it off out of the... Speaking of food, I want to bring Steve Gattulo in here. Steve, my man.
Yes.
Steve is a restaurateur, caterer, always helped out anything we did at CBS-FM, any special occasions with Radio Greats. Over there, and also, that's of course, right, with Cousin Brucey and the Variety Children's Charity on television. You were the man with so many great delicacies and interesting gourmet touches on your food.
Win you over through your stomach.
Oh, yeah, the way to a man's heart. And your buddy who had the pastries, too?
Right, Keith Way.
Keith was good. Connie and I did a fundraiser in Jersey a couple of years back called Spring Into Action.
What a great event.
You guys were there. You came and helped us out.
It was a super event.
I just wanted to give you a little cred on the air and just say, Steve, we love you and thank you for all your support. The Atlantic Highlands Restaurant, of course, still going, although you've moved on to other ventures.
We're back in New York and happily providing all the food and catering services at the Staten Island Zoo.
There you go. And I just want to know, why is Art Volo hanging out with you these days?
That's pretty scary, isn't it?
Hey, going up to see Joey Reynolds.
He shoots
and all
the stars and I feed them.
That's it. All right.
He shoots them and I feed them.
Well, I have only one thing to say after that. Oh, yeah.
It's the greatest.
Dee Dee Sharp. WHTG Eatontown.
107.1.
WWZY Long Branch.
99.7.
WBHX Tuckerton.
With the award-winning Breeze News Team.
Good afternoon, I'm Ed Salvis with Breeze News That Matters. It's 81 degrees at 201. Six New Jersey lawmakers are attempting to hold off the Defense Department's base consolidation.
Hey, with weather that matters on the Breeze, I'm meteorologist John Leo.
107.1.
Monmouth and Northern Ocean.
99.7.
Southern Ocean.
This is The Breeze.
Bob Shannon is going to be here. There he is here. He's somewhere under the console there. He'll get up in a little while. But remember, if you hear Shannon, you want the real Shannon, the Bob Shannon, not the cheap imitation Shannon.
How about sing along? Come on. Double Kevin Bousman singing here. Yeah, The Breeze, biggest variety, the best hits. Swinging, but nice bass. Who did the bass?
I did the bass.
That was Randy Davis.
Thank
on
you
the
very
bass.
Much.
The new afternoon drive time dominator here
Baby.
At The Breeze. Oh, yeah. Welcome, Randy. It's so good
Thank
to
you.
See you again, my man.
A couple of years since I've seen you.
I know. It's
like,
isn't it great? We're all working again.
Yeah, it's good to be working.
it's
good,
good
to be cashing those ATMs and knowing you're actually going to
yes,
cover them.
Exactly. I know what you mean. Swinging Medallions is part of like that what they call beach music down in the Carolinas, right? And, of course, we're here around the beach at Asbury Park, of course. And, Connie T., you've been doing a thing over at the Asbury Lanes. The 45 vinyl sessions, right? That's been real good, right?
Oh, it's great. It's all soul, all vinyl, all 45, all night. And I dare one of you to come out and beat my 180 game.
Oh, yeah, because we can bowl.
You can bowl?
Connie actually bowls and spins records at the same time at the lanes.
Gives me something to do with my hands.
Multi-talented.
Absolutely.
Was that one time you bowled 180, Connie, or just...
No, I'm fairly consistent these days.
And
I've been DJing a lot.
Was that electronic scoring or just hand scoring?
Absolutely hand scoring. It's old school.
All legitimate.
Yeah. All legitimate.
So we turn around and there's Ed Salvis at Asbury Lanes.
That's
this
right.
This man is everywhere. I mean, you, I everywhere we go, and I want to thank you, Ed, for doing a great piece on me when I started here at The Breeze in the Coaster.
The Coaster newspaper,
Coaster
right.
newspaper, because you have a long history, of course, with press communications, both on, in print mm-hmm. and on the air. And Ed is like, he's the go-to man, I'm telling you. He's last night, of course, at the party, he was there. And Randy, I don't know if you had you met Ed before?
First time.
No, yeah. we not met till last night.
Yeah.
Last night.
So, I mean, you're going to love it. Randy, this is a wonderful, wonderful company, a wonderful radio station. And I just want to say publicly that I'm so grateful for having had the opportunity to work here and come on the air live as I did at The Breeze. It was fabulous. I enjoyed every time we come down. And Connie T., as we know, we've been coming down here anyway, so we just are really...
Yeah, I can tell you, I concur. Have you ever felt so welcomed in all your
life? No, this is...
Press communications and everyone at The Breeze yeah. makes you feel. It's just something I haven't felt in a long time, and it's just, it's gratifying. It's all those adjectives combined,
yeah.
but it's, these are good people.
And it's
That's a great station, The Breeze.
I tell you, there's nothing like it. And it as we said behind the hits at the party last night, Bob McCallum said, you know, we're trying to do real radio here. I mean, this is the way radio should be, as Mike Fitzgerald puts it. So, Ed, I'm so glad you're a part of it tonight. You've got your finger on the pulse of all the news. And I actually read this, too, that a famous musician, a singer, and a member of Hall & Oates, so it's got to be one of the two. It's either Hall or Oates.
Well, it's Hall.
Is moving to Asbury Park. He's bought, like, a new condo.
That's right. John Hall has purchased a very expensive condo in a place called the Esperanza on the oceanfront.
Mm-hmm.
And he's apparently going to live there part of the time.
Yeah, Don has some more info on this, too.
Actually, it's John Oates. Daryl Hall and John Oates.
It's Oates.
The formerly mustachioed.
That's right. That's how you put it. The formerly mustachioed will be here. So it's John Oates who's going to be living in Asbury Park, right?
Right.
And
okay.
Will we be seeing him maybe at the lanes? You think he'll be stopping by when you're hanging out there watching Connie T. play?
I hope so. It's right down the street. It's right, you know, within walking distance.
Right. In fact, if you're listening, come on over to the radio station. John Oates.
What I want.
Yeah, baby.
107.1 in Toms River, 99.7 in Lacey. It's The Breeze with Daryl Hall and John Oates. And John Oates is moving to Asbury Park, and we're hoping he's listening right now because maybe he's getting ready to
get his condo ready.
Property values just
over West Baines Avenue. And
there you
very
go.
Good, yeah.
Property. After one of Hall & Oates moves in. Now we're going to straighten out who John Hall is in a moment. But first, I want to pass the torch from Ed Salvas to Anthony Sitko, who's my newsman on Saturday morning.
Oh, please.
When I was here at The Breeze. a young guy who Randy, these are the kind of people we want to see coming up in radio.
You bet.
I mean, they're talented.
Clean cut, talented. Okay, talented.
There
you go.
And looking very slightly like Bruce Springsteen.
There is a Springsteen.
Yeah, there is
a
Springsteen.
I wish you could see what we see.
Springsteen-esque he is.
Well, I take that as an insult.
I'm sorry. The boss will be terrified.
No, really. Actually, no disrespect.
You look more like Southside. No, that's an...
Now he's complimenting you.
Yeah. So listen up. Now, Anthony, when we first met, he floored me, Randy, with his perfect... You've heard of, like, Rich Little doing these imitations of people.
What does he do?
Right, he does a certain newsman of our old acquaintance. Anthony, one more time for everybody. Just give it up for me, one time.
I'm Al Meredith, CBS FM.
Thank you.
Enough sarcasm.
Yes, exactly. Don K, did you hear that, man?
Is Al here? I am.
That's why Don came in. Al owes him money.
That's it.
That's right.
So now,
how do you know? Because he owes me money, too.
Now we're going to say John Hall was not part of Hall & Oates. That's Daryl Hall and John Oates. John Hall, recently elected, right? Connie T's elected.
Congressman from New York. John
Hall. And friend of the Stephen Colbert Show.
Yes,
on television.
He is.
All right, this is Orleans with lead singer John Hall, who appeared rather unclothed, I believe, on their album cover.
Yes, that's right.
Famous album. Oh, you remember that, huh?
That was a little before my time, but I've seen your pictures.
Your grandmother told you about it. Here's Dance With Me on The Breeze.
Dance with me.
As I used to say at that other station when I was working with Mr. Ingram, Dan's with me here at CBS FM. Just a quick thing I want to remind, we talked with Dan was on before, and one of the great things that people love, we're on The Breeze, by the way, it's the Radio Greats Weekend. I'm Bob Shannon, not Tom Shannon, not Scott Shannon, Captain Jack. I know he's your favorite Shannon.
No, he isn't. Yeah. You are.
Oh, thank you, sir.
You always were and you always will be.
Thank you, Captain Jack. We'll get you in a moment because I want to see why you went from a C to a K, but that's another story.
Okay.
And, oh, hello, Bob Anthony's here. So Dan and I, you know, I used to follow him on CBS FM, and I would always, you know, you'd set it up, and I love doing these bits, and one of my favorites was, you know, you have just heard the radio equivalent of the Mona Lisa. Now get set for Paint by Numbers. That's how I would introduce myself on Saturdays with Big Dan Ingram. Now, Bob Anthony and Don Kay, you were talking John Hall of Orleans. There's yet another John Hall, right?
Right, John Hall on TV was Rahmer of the Jungle, actor from many years ago.
Not to be confused with Hunts Hall.
That's right.
Hunts Hall.
And the Bowery Boys.
How about Heinz Hall in Pittsburgh? There used to be a Heinz Hall there.
We're not talking about ketchup, Bob.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Bob Anthony, I'm glad you got a shift back here at The Breeze.
I just wanted to know.
I was glad to leave so you could get back on the air.
I was going to say, why are all you guys here when I should be on? What's the matter with
that's
you?
Right. Well, next Radio Greats, you'll be right here, but you're with us today.
But it's nice seeing you again.
It is. Seeing you again, yes. And Don Tandler, the record handler. We'll be back with a song that has the same title but different with Dance With Me by Orleans. That's on the way here at The Breeze, where this half hour of the Radio Greats Weekend is brought to you by Centex Homes Village and Chapel Hill Arts Festival today and tomorrow. Oh, this is good. Hey, Connie, we should go over there after the show.
I'm all over it.
Route 35 in Middletown.
Why is now the perfect time to shop for a new home?
Because you and your family deserve it. Perhaps you've given enough money to your...
The Radio Greats Weekend on The Breeze.
The biggest variety and the best hits on the Radio Greats Weekend. Songs with the same title, but they're different. Dance With Me, Orleans, and Dance With Me with the Drifters. Right here in the Bob Shannon portion of the show, we got Don K. Reed with me here.
Dancing at the Breeze.
Say what's that?
Dancing at the Breeze.
Dancing at the Breeze, yes. And Bobby J. is going to be dancing. And you talk about a man who knows just about everything in the history of music. And we got bring that up a little bit, Mr. Chandler. This
a
is Bobby.
Soul, right?
This is Bobby J's theme song. You know, Bobby and Connie T and I and Dick Heatherton too.
Right.
We're doing shows on the VIP satellite network in England. It's a soul satellite network, and we did a bunch of shows with this. And Bobby did something called Great Soul Performances, and VIP shut down after about a year. But he's continued that over at RadioMaxMusic.com, which is a great internet radio station. We did a tribute to Don K. Reed on Radio Max.
That's
Remember
right.
That?
That's right.
We did that. And Connie T. Empress has her Empire State Soul Club Hour over there. So in the background, you're hearing just a little bit of King Curtis's Soul Serenade. It's a Bobby J. theme song. So
I used to see King Curtis at those Alan Freed shows.
Yeah, the Alan Freed
shows. All those great musicians.
A lot of people don't remember. King Curtis was everywhere. I mean, he was like on so many records. And Buddy Holly, True Love Ways, for example. King
That's
Curtis
right.
was playing his saxophone on that. So we are
big
looking.
Big session guy. Big session guy.
We're looking for Bobby J to be coming on. And he's so busy, though. He's still singing with the teenagers.
Absolutely.
Of course, and he's all over the place on Sirius Satellite Radio.
He's up on the satellite there.
We were lucky to see him for a brief moment last night
That's
at
right.
the party.
He came in for dinner and left.
Yeah. A couple of years ago, I was talking about how Connie T. Empress and I put together a thing called Spring Into Action, a big benefit concert that Steve Gattulo helped us out with the food with the catering. And among the acts we had, we were actually playing records. I mean, we were doing a DJ thing, right? But we had three acts who came in and they sang live. And Bobby actually made the singing tracks for these acts. By taking, you know, with a MIDI player in his computer, but he actually took pieces of the original records and mixed them in. So when these people were singing on stage, if you heard a tape of it, it sounded like they were there live.
Yeah, right? That they had a full backing orchestra, girls, the whole nine yards. It was an amazing job what Bobby did.
We had the teenagers. We had a Baby Washington.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
Joe Batan, great Latin singer.
Baby Washington is a sweetheart. She really is.
And she's still performing.
Great performer.
And she sounds
great
fabulous. And we had this gentleman who we're going to play with one of his biggest hits. This is Freddie Scott, who was
God
on stage, recently passed. This is Are You Lonely For Me, Baby, on The Breeze. Bring it home.
Coming home. Are you lonely, baby? Oh, it's the last train to Jacksonville. I'm gonna get on it, baby. You know I will. Will you try?
Lonely, baby, lonely.
The Breeze, 107.1 in Toms River and Brick, and 99.7 in Parkertown and Brighton Beach. There, I doubled up on him. Freddie Scott, I hate to say that the very first time, the late somebody. I always called him Great Scott anyway, but the late Great Freddie Scott. Of course, Hey Girl, his biggest hit.
Talented man.
And that was a Don Tandler, the record handler, tells me, top 10 record on the WMCA in New York, and of course, probably a number one hit on WWRL, where Bobby J used to work. So that's a shout out to the soul side of everything, right, Connie T?
Oh, woo-hoo. Yeah.
Give me a woohoo, baby.
Woohoo!
Soul side with Bobby J coming up. Don Case here.
Tomorrow, I think Bobby's going to do some soul between 2 and 5.
Yeah, I think he's
going
to do a whole soul set, so that's going to be something.
I'm waiting for that, just ahead of the doo-wop.
Right. And Joe McCoy will keep running in and saying, what was that record you played,
exactly.
Bobby? That'll be good.
Between you and I, how did he get the job at CBS FM?
I don't remember.
Keeps running in and asking, what's that song?
You know why? Because this is unusual for The Breeze. We are playing some unusual, different music, right?
Well, we have different people here.
And we're going to get to the country side of things with Captain Jack when we get back on track at The Breeze.
The 443 is a deliciously smooth vanilla citrus liqueur that knows how to mix it up with everything. Okay, we're going to play a little game called Good Mix, Bad Mix. You guys ready? Liqueur 43 OJ and cream.
A 43 dreamsicle.
That's a good mix. Liqueur 43 vodka and lime juice.
A 43 key lime pie martini.
Yum! Good mix. Oh, weddings and speed metal bands.
We are gathered here today.
That's a bad mix.
Liqueur 43 sensual Mediterranean blend of 43 ingredients featuring vanilla and citrus gives it mysteriously delicious powers of mixability.
Take your favorite cocktail to the next level. With Liqueur 43. Mix it up.
Liqueur 43 is 31% alcohol by volume and is imported by William Grant & Sons, who reminds you to please drink responsibly.
Experience Liqueur 43's mysterious powers of mixability at Club Abyss in South Amboy on July 27th from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m.
And they're off. Out of the gate are What Are We Doing Tonight and How About a Movie. Here come the favorites, action, comedy, and drama. But gaining quickly is chick flick. It's a battle between action and chick flick. It's action, it's chick flick. Action, chick flick, and chick flick takes a commanding lead. Now here comes sappy music and hokey dialogue. Oh no, out of nowhere comes crying. It's crying followed by sobbing. It's crying and sobbing. It's sobbing and crying. And in the end, it's enough to make you sick.
For a better time, go to the track. Horse racing, we bet you love it.
Want a Sunday with 150 cherries on top? Then come to Monmouth Park's Classic Car Show this Sunday with 150 totally cherry rides. It's the Shore's premier car show. Big Joe Henry will play Jersey's favorite hits. There's free family fun and 10 awesome races. So make this Sunday a classic at Monmouth Park.
Here's a new idea in money management. We're giving it away. That's right. PNC gives you cash when you make purchases or pay bills online. Just buy the things you would ordinarily buy, and we'll add money to your PNC account. Sound good? All you have to do is open a business or personal checking account between July 9th and July 31st. You'll get $1 for every qualifying purchase made with your PNC Visa check card and for every completed payment made through PNC's online bill pay through October 31st. You can earn up to $100 in cash. And of course, most PNC checking comes with the availability of free ATMs worldwide. To discover a better way to manage checking, stop by your local PNC Bank branch. Visit us on the web at pnc.com/offers or call 1-877-CALL-PNC. PNC, leading the way. Member FDIC.
Can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life.
Me and you, and you and me, I think about you day and night. It had to be, the only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together.
What happens when you take 100 years of happy and add lots of water? You get the new boardwalk at Hershey Park with more happy than you can fit in a day. Enjoy over 8 acres of fun and 5 water attractions, including the largest water play structure in the world.
I
simplify your days, maximize your fun with sweet savings. Take advantage of season passes, consecutive day tickets, and 2 and 3 day flex ticket plans. You and Hershey Park, happy together. Call 1-800-HERSHEY or visit HersheyPA.com.
Log on to BreezeRadio.com and tell the Breeze your favorite boardwalk memory for your chance to win a weekend family vacation for four to Hershey Park to create a new memory.
The Breeze with the Radio Greats. I'm Bob Shannon right here. You know, people move around in radio and we change up shifts and we get new jobs and all that sort of thing. And I think this is a wonderful opportunity because Captain Jack here at the Breeze. First, I got to thank you, Jack, for taking a vacation some time ago, so I got to fill in for you.
Oh, man, everybody's still talking about that.
Which led to, you know, me getting a gig on the weekends. And now Randy Davis, this is a photo op for everybody. Randy and Jack next to each other. Randy is now doing the afternoons at the Breeze, just started up. So, Randy, I want to get a battle of the voices here. Let me hear you. Randy Davis.
I cannot possibly compete with Captain Jack.
I will not compete. I'm just going to
listen. He's not even trying.
Oh,
he's not even trying.
the beauty of all this is, you know, we're all one big happy family in radio, and people think, you know, we're competitive and this. It's not the case. We love each other. We don't care.
We don't. I have to say this too. One of the very first, you know, to greet me. Is Captain Jack.
Right.
To say welcome. This is a show that he's done for many, many years.
Know.
A staple in this market, a legend here. One of the first to greet me and say good luck was this man right here.
And
that meant so much to me. Thank you so much. I really mean that.
No, man.
Bottom of my heart.
No, this Randy, it's funny because since Randy got here, we've gotten closer, you know.
I noticed that. You're standing very close.
See, he's even stealing my act. But, you know, he's a great addition to the family. He fits right in.
And the beauty of this is, Jack, and I know it's true, you've been wanting to do that. I mean, you've been wanting to go over, because you love country music.
I love country music.
You love being on the mornings. It's a great time to be on the radio, you know.
Yeah, because my pool is alone after 12 noon, and it's been crying out to me. I go home, and it gives me a whole lot of garbage.
I know.
So I have to take care of it.
Any ducks flying around the pool? You remember Tony Soprano there?
No, you know, no, it's ducks funny. I do have two ducks.
You do have ducks.
They come into the yard every once in a while. I go outside to the pool, and there they are in the pool.
Oh, wait a minute. We have another member of K-Country, too. Chris O'Neill. Chris with a K is here. Chris, can you come on over just for a second?
And hey, Bob. How are you?
What's it like having Captain Jack over at
It's
the
Chris
K-Country.
McNeil, not Chris O'Neill, by the way. But that's okay. I'll forgive
enough.
You, Bob. Bob. What's your name?
Don Bob. Chris McNeil with a K. So now, anyway, the thing is that you are Captain Jack with a K.
With a K now.
K-A-P-T-A.
Right.
Do you have to change all your business cards now, or what? How does that work?
On what radio station?
Real Jersey Country, the new K98.5.
There you go. K-Country. Am I correct in calling it that?
Yeah, you could.
Well, maybe you should now that I've invented it. But you'll be doing a whole morning thing, and you told me that back in the day, back in the classic with a K,
mm-hmm.
country music scene, this was one of your favorite songs. Tell me about this and why this is near and dear to the Captain Jack heart.
Well, I went through the painstaking, whatever you want to call it, learning every lyric and actually singing along to the song, and actually did a couple of we did a couple of shows at one point in time, actually got up on the stage and did this and almost mimicked C.W. McCall to the letter, you know, as far as the voice and everything else was concerned. And people were saying to me, hey, that was good, dude, you know. So I had a lot of fun doing it.
Can you do that live while we're playing
the
song?
No, that was years ago. And you know, let's face it, man, my brain is gone since then.
Then we're going to have to get Herb Oscar Anderson back to do it.
I bet you he could do it.
Here's C.W. McCall, y'all, on the Breeze.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we've got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pig Pen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Cause we are little convoy rockin'
mile or so. 10, roger. Them hooks is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears is wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here's the duck. We about to go a-hunting bear.
Big Ben, you're still too close. Yeah, them hawks are starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that Chi-town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Here, rubber duck to Sodbuster. Come on here, yeah. 10-4, Sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't gonna pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
Good buddy, we're gonna back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your tail. We'll catch you.
The Breeze, biggest variety and the best hits. C.W. McCall's Convoy. Captain Jack, I didn't realize he was coming up shortly. I wouldn't have given him so much time on my show. Don Tandler, the record handler. What happened to Chris McNeil, Chris with a K?
He's a stepdad. He was really thirsty and needed a drink.
Okay. You step in for... What was the thing on C.W. McCall?
That came from a series of bread commercials, that particular...
That's
song.
Right. Yes, it is.
He was an ad man, real name Bill Fries.
Uh-huh.
And F-R-I-E-S. And that Convoy was sort of a TV commercial. Never played around here. It was in the Midwest and the South. And it was so popular, they signed him as his character... To have a song.
So it's like life imitates art.
He actually became C.W. McCall for about 3 or 4 years and had a whole bunch of country hits besides that one.
That's a behind-the-hit story, Don.
I'm the record handler.
The record handler tomorrow night, July 22nd, 1969. You're playing the entire... Is this true? The entire WABC survey?
And more.
No.
Yes, there's
bonus
more.
Bonus hits, all that good stuff.
Oh, all the songs that we have the private sales list numbers. Let's put it that way.
I'm going to sneak one in from that in a second. But first, I got to welcome, and I'm elevating her to radio grade status right before your very ears. Lisa Anderson has joined us.
Woohoo! Let me stand on a phone book here.
What's that, Bob? What?
I said we're elevating her to reach the mic.
Oh, yes. Sure. Oh, keep the short jokes coming.
Anyway, you had a great time today. Tomorrow, you're going out where?
I'm going to Wildwood.
Oh!
Wildwood Days.
Wildwood Days.
Yes.
Maybe we can grab that before we get
my regards.
Yeah, and I was driving home from an appearance, and you guys sound like you're having such a great time that I had to stop in and say hello and goodbye to
Lisa,
Bob Shannon. Wish everybody
hello
the best.
And goodbye.
We're
right?
having a great time.
We never got to say goodbye.
I know.
Lisa, Furry
thank
Fridays.
You. Yeah.
Connie
yeah.
T.
Thank
furry,
you.
Big ups.
Love
to
furry
the Furry Fridays.
Furry Fridays. Great. And we're still pulling for Couch Potato Billy. Oh, we don't know if he's Billy. Been adopted, I know. But we just love him. So thanks. Get behind Couch Potato Billy. And thank you so much for that service. It's a wonderful, wonderful I enjoy feature. Doing it. It is.
Lisa Anderson here at The Breeze. All right, let's go to July 1969, one of my favorite upstate New York acts out of Buffalo again. This is the Joe Jeffrey Group. It's called My Pledge of Love. No waxy buildup on her, I'll tell you, right here on The Breeze.
I woke up this morning, baby. I had you on my mind. I woke up this morning.
107.1 in Wall, 99.7 in Lacey. It's the Breeze. As Lisa Taylor calls it, my end dust of love. That's the Joe Jeffrey Group. She's the princess of puns. This is Bob Shannon getting on toward 3 o'clock time on the Radio Greats. And this half hour of the weekend is brought to you by Doc Shop, the only Doc Martin retailer in New Jersey located in the Acme Shopping Plaza, Fairhaven.
When you talk about shoes with style, shoes with soul, and shoes with comfort, you can only be talking about Doc Martens. And when you talk about where to get them, the only place that comes to mind is the Doc Shop in Fairhaven, just 1 mile from Red Bank. The Doc Shop has the largest selection of Doc Martens and Crocs in the state, including traditional Doc Martin shoes and boots. For you summer vacationers, the Doc Shop carries reef sandals, rainbow sandals, and a huge selection of hot Crocs. With the largest selection of Crocs in New Jersey, the Doc Shop is a place for men, women, and children to grab any color or style of Crocs they can imagine. If you're spending the summer going on a cruise, a trip to the islands, or any other warm, sunny destination, the Doc Shop is also the place to go to get a great pair of sandals. The Doc Shop at 584 River Road in the Acme Shopping Plaza in Fairhaven, just 1 mile from Red Bank. Call them at 732-345-1222. Come to the Doc Shop where you can find your own style. The Doc Shop in the Acme Shopping Plaza on River Road in Fairhaven, just 1 mile from Red Bank.
See Red and save. 1, 2, 3. Red Tag Specials at A&P.
It's so easy to save with Red Tag Savings at A&P. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, there's the weekly specials Red Tag. That's for advertised sales found in our circular. 2, there's reduced price Red Tags on more than 5,000 items in every aisle every day. And 3, there's Red Tags on our own brands for savings on high-quality America's Choice and Health Pride items.
Red Tag Specials at A&P.
Buy these Red Tag Specials. Our Poultry Price Spectacular features USDA Grade A Fresh All-Natural Chicken at up to 50% off. Choose from America's Choice and Hillshire Farm Sausage, Pork Spare Ribs, or 85% Lean Ground Beef at $1.99 a pound. And buy one Turkey Hill Ice Cream, get one free with card. Available in most A&P stores.
See Red and save. 1, 2, 3. Red Tag Specials at A&P.
Do I think gem of an idea is easy? Well, the other day, instead of plopping onto the couch like I wanted to do after work, I went there and had to park, then walk into the place when it was very hot out. Yeah, I broke a sweat. I thought I was supposed to be buying jewelry, not working out. So then after I buy this pearl thing they recommended, I have to wait for them to gift wrap the thing. Come on. She just wants the pearl. She doesn't care about the wrapping.
You know, Harry, it isn't that bad. In fact, I remember you being pretty darn happy. You even smiled.
You wouldn't believe what my husband Harry did for me the other day. I came home and he surprised me with this beautifully wrapped new rare cultured pearl bracelet. He must have searched everywhere for it. The bracelet was so perfect, and the fact that he thought to wrap it so nice shows just how thoughtful he really is. Plus, I think he's lost some weight.
You know, Louise, we love making you smile.
Gem of an idea on River Road in Fairhaven.
Bob Shannon. The Radio Greats Weekend on the Breeze.
Spring will soon be gone.
Holiday.
Summer's coming on.
Holiday.
And I'm a dreaming of.
Holiday.
Lots of summer love. All I think about.
Holiday.
After school is out.
Holiday.
Head down the shore.
Every night
and Saturday night.
I say for the final time, the biggest variety and the best hits on the breeze. The final time I'll be saying that, unfortunately. But
never
I'll,
say never.
I'll come and
never say never. That's all I'll say.
I'll come and visit you guys often, because Connie and I are down here all the time, as I said. Hey, by the way, log on to breezeradio.com. Tell the breeze your favorite boardwalk memories. Your chance to win a weekend family vacation for four to Hershey Park. To create a new memory.
Under the boardwalk.
Boardwalk. We'll leave that to Bobby to say.
Yes, we will, definitely.
Anyway, coming up, we've got Randy Davis at 3. At 5 o'clock, Captain Jack. Oh, Vince Hartnett's going to be here. And Larry Brennan and Ziggy Peltzer. Who is Ziggy Peltzer?
It's the Jersey Radio Greats, we'll 5 to 7.
Before I take leave of you all, I just want to thank two other gentlemen that I've saved for the end. First, to Mike Fitzgerald, my old buddy from CBS-FM, for giving me a job down here and for a while. And Mike, it was just so wonderful to work with
you.
It
was a lot of fun, Bob. It was great fun to do it again, and I am very happy for you, and best of luck.
Thank you. And Mr. McCallan, if you will. Bob McCallan of Press Communications. And again, you know, just the opportunity that you people gave me and the warm welcome and taking me right into the Breeze family as if I had been here all along. It was just a great experience, and let me shake your hand on the air.
Absolutely.
Bob, thank you so much.
And you're always welcome to come back. We really enjoyed having you. You have a great voice, great shtick, and just Mr. Personality and Mr. Music. So we just want to let you know that
Norman,
the very best of everything to you, and hopefully everything will work out for you in the future.
Bob, thank you. Bob and Mike. Don Tandler, the record handler on the board. Connie Tampers, Ed Salvis, thank you again. Captain Jack, Anthony Sitko, Don K. Reed. Did I leave anybody out? Dan Wilson, the ice cream man. Loving Dan. You gotta love it. So, let's get out of here with a little Jersey Shore music, baby. Here's Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes. We are definitely having a party this weekend. Until whenever, I'm Bob Shannon. Be seeing you.
It's alright. It's alright. Baby, it's alright.
WHTG, Eatontown.
107.1.
WWCY, Long Branch.
99.7.
WBHX, Tuckerton.
With the award-winning Breeze News Team.
Good afternoon. I'm Ed Salvis with Breeze News That Matters. It's 81 degrees at 3 o'clock. A veteran guard at Bayside State Prison is getting a look at life on the inside. Susan Ferrari of Vineland was sentenced to 4 years in prison for smuggling drugs, alcohol, and pornography into the prison for inmates while on duty. She's also now permanently barred from holding any public job in New Jersey. Ferrari, who pleaded guilty to official misconduct in May, was hired by the Corrections Department in 1987. He also worked at the medium security prison in Leesburg. 8 inmates were moved out of Bayside in the aftermath of that incident. New Jersey's biggest utility has decided to upgrade pollution controls at Jersey City coal-fired power plant. Regulators have been pressing Public Service Enterprise Group to do that for years rather than shut down the plant. Work at PSE&G's Power Hudson Generating Station, Unit 2, will begin shortly. The project, with an estimated cost of up to $750 million, is to be finished by the end of 2010. Renovation plans can move forward now at the Monmouth SPCA after the mayor and town council have approved a required ordinance. Executive Director Ursula Getz says they hope to have the issue before the planning board in the fall.
We have raised about half of the monies that we need to do this renovation. We're estimating it to be $3.5 million. We're urging the community to please be as generous as their means allow to support this major renovation.
Ursula says the SPC is taking care of the animals of the community, and they deserve an upgraded and comfortable environment. And once the planning board gives its okay, the work should be done in about a year. And President Bush is expected to resume normal activities at Camp David today after undergoing a colonoscopy. Doctors removed 5 small polyps. They sent them off for testing. The White House says none appears worrisome. Vice President Cheney was given presidential powers during that morning procedure. Breeze traffic and weather next. Breeze News Time is 3:02.
I have a little game for you. I have here 2 different sounds, and I want you to guess what they are. Ready? Okay, here's the second one. Now, what did you think the first one was? If you guessed having wax applied to the stray hairs on your body and then being torn from someone's skin with the pain of 1,000 ripping band-aids, you are correct. And what was number 2? It was someone getting lased, the alternative to the pain, hassle, and mess of shaving, waxing, and tweezing. Nicks, cuts, stubble, and ingrown hair. The Get Lased Laser Hair Removal System is virtually pain-free and permanent. And it's even better knowing that your laser procedures are performed by a New Jersey licensed medical doctor. For a free personalized laser hair removal consultation, visit GetLazed.net, GetLazed.net, or call 732-886-2022. Hello, laser. Goodbye, razor. Get smooth, soft, sexy skin in time for beach and bikini season at Get Lazed in the Tiberias Spa and Salon, Route 70 in Lakewood, or at their second location in Colts Neck. Your search for smooth stops here.
With weather that matters on the breeze, sunshine this afternoon mixed with a few fair weather clouds around 80, the UV index 8, and surf temperatures in the upper 60s. For tonight, mainly clear skies into the low 60s. Partly sunny weather on Sunday, upper 70s. Looks like some showers by Sunday night and Monday. With weather that matters on the breeze, I'm meteorologist John Leo.
107.1.
Monmouth and Northern Ocean.
99.7.
Southern Ocean.
This is The Breeze.
Randy Davis is here, one of the great DJs of all time. Talented with it and fun to be with.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working.